An interview with Mr. Leonard Benton, a resident of the Champaign County Nursing Home. Mr. Benton is a retired janitor and came to Champaign after his retirement in Tennessee. This interview is being conducted on July 12, 1983 at the Champaign County Nursing Home in Urbana. The interviewers are Melinda Roundtree and Patrick Tyler, representing the Urbana Free Library Archives Department.
We would like to ask you about your background, your family background. Could you tell us a little bit about when you were growing up?
Well, when I was growing up, let's see. I played bat all the time. What time I wasn't going to school.
Could you tell us about a little bit about your parents?
Family. Well, I had a good parent. Well, I had a good mother and a good daddy. Well, I ain't got now. All of my folks now is dead except my two brothers of us, now the Bentons. Of course, the young Benton, but just the two are older than living. My other brother lives in Springfield. Of course, he's older than I am.
What kind of work did your father do you remember?
Worked on the farm.
On the farm?
Yes, ma'am. Raised wheat and corn, stuff like that. Hogs.
Did he have his own farm?
No, he lived on the white fellow's farm.
Could you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What kind of things you did?
Well, let's see. Well, now, I raised tobacco. Of course, after my daddy died, I raised tobacco and corn and wheat like that. The boss man had a bit. Oh, he had a great big farm, 507 acres in the farm. Because as my daddy died, he bid my daddy free. He didn't charge us anything. Because some of us were just small then. And he told me, so, well, if y'all do right, instead of that, I said, now I'll be with you. But he did. So after that, my other two brothers, two twin brothers, because both of them are dead too now. Because even there's two of us living brothers. One in Springfield and one here.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the 60s with the civil rights movement. And since you weren't here, you were in the South during the time, right? You were in Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am, that's
Could
right.
Could you tell me how the blacks reacted there? How they.
Well, now they was all right there. Yes, ma'am. It was all right.
Did things open up more?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
What schools did you go to?
The elementary school and the high school. I was at both of them. I was at the beach school first. And the beach school part, it got burnt down. Well, they sent me over to elementary school by the 5 minutes across the street over there. So I stayed there.
Was this in Tennessee?
Mm-hmm, in Tennessee, mm-hmm. Just burned down.
Do you remember the name of the high school?
This is Branford.
Branford
High School. I guess you heard of it, I imagine. Mm-hmm. I imagine you have, but you just forgot it. So this is a great big building, great big building.
You remember what year you graduated?
No, I never did graduate.
Oh, you didn't?
No, ma'am, never did.
Do you remember the first job you held?
Let me see, the first job I was raising tobacco. Raising tobacco and corn and hogs. Yes, ma'am, that's the first job I had. And as my mother died, well, I stayed with one of my brothers, oldest brother, because he did too. I raised tobacco to him, but they kept on sending me after from the school. So I went on to school, and they actually got on my back again. I've been there ever since till I come up here.
What kind of people were in the community that you live? Were they friendly?
Some of them were, some of them weren't. And some of them wouldn't speak to you at all.
Did you know them all?
Yes, I know them about all. Just about all.
You said you have a lot of relatives there.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about the school? High school. What kind of course you took?
I can remember something, but not all things, because it's been so long. Well, now, it was a good school there. And the principal there, Miss Patterson, she'd been there for, she'd been there for 20-some years. After the school burned down, they changed principals then.
You said the first job you had was raising tobacco?
Yes, ma'am, raising tobacco, corn.
What other jobs did you have?
Well, another job I had at the school, the last one I had.
At the school?
Yes, ma'am, the last school. I stayed there 18 years.
You were with a custodian? A janitor?
Yes, that's right.
That was at the high school?
Yes, it was the high school. Then they left my then. At the first school went down, part of it, they sent me to the elementary school, and that's where I've been there ever since, so I come here.
What year did you come to Champaign, Urbana?
Huh?
What year did you come to Champaign?
Didn't do anything, because I retired.
Oh, you retired after you finished working there?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you came here?
Yes, ma'am.
What year was that?
I was at Jewel's house when I come up here.
You remember what year it was?
Let's see, 1980.
You live with your brother?
I live with my nephew.
Your nephew?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did he live? Where does he live at?
He lives in Champaign.
In Champaign?
Yes, ma'am. He worked at the University.
University?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
What's your nephew's name?
Joe.
Okay.
Joe Benton.
Are you a member of any club or organization or anything like that?
No, it's been so long. I couldn't imagine anything like that at all. It's been so long.
When you came here to Champaign-Urbana, what did you notice? What kind of things about the people?
Well,
were they friendly?
Well, now, some of them was, and some of them wasn't. Some of them wouldn't speak to you at all. No, ma'am.
Do you like it here? Since
yeah,
you've been here?
Yeah, I like it. The first time I did, now I'm going to tell you the truth. First time I didn't like it at all. But now, as I got used to it, I like it so far.
Did you attend any church?
Yes, ma'am. They have a church right in here.
Oh, they have a church?
Every Sunday morning. Mm-hmm.
Did you attend the church?
Yes, ma'am. It was Sunday morning.
Outside the nursing home?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Well,
they had a church in here now.
In here?
Yes, ma'am. That's in here where we're at now. So then when I was at my nephew's house, I went to this church right I was there.
Do you remember what church it was?
Let me see. I know the church, but I didn't know what it was. Holy Witness, they call it.
Your witness?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Could you tell us about some things that has happened to you since you've been living here in Champaign-Urbana?
Well, and I had kidney trouble and whatever you call it. But I knew one thing, man. I was hurting all over. One morning they kept me to the hospital. One morning I was hurting all over. They kept me to the hospital then, the last time. Then they pumped that knee, drove some of that fluid out of my knee. Now my knees don't bother me now. But I used to walk. Got so white my knees bound why I couldn't get up. So I walked a long time, but it don't bother me in the now. Now it bothers me now by eating. That's my trouble, won't eat everything. But he just won't let me have it. Because it won't let me have no winnies at all. Won't let me have no ham meat. Won't let me have none of that and no salt. But that salt, just don't they taste good, letting get a little salt on them, but they don't give me any at all. Don't give me in that talk. And, but, see, before I come up here, I had my eye taken out. Of course, you couldn't tell it. Now, you couldn't tell it. But you can't tell from that up. So I had it taken out in February. So it never gave me a minute's trouble, I didn't tell you now. So I asked him what was going to put me to sleep. He said, yes, said Leonard. I said, you couldn't stand it. Me taking my eye to sleep. Well, now it didn't give me a minute's trouble. Well, I said, over there 3 days. Well, they sent me back home. Well, I had to go back. Him put that stuff in my eye. So it never gave me a minute's trouble. So I hadn't got but one good eye, just over here, this eye on this side. But I can go anywhere out there in that yard I want to go. Go upstairs is where I want to go. Anywhere I want to go. So it never gave me a minute's trouble.
You said, yeah. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had five of us. I had two twins, brothers. And the rest of us just a brother to them.
And you're the only one living now?
Me and I got one more brother living at the time. Mm-hmm.
He lives in Springfield.
Springfield, right. Tennessee, yes. Porter, isn't he?
Were you married ever?
Yes, ma'am, I have been married. Oh, me and my wife fought it. Yes, ma'am, me and my wife fought it.
Do you plan on staying in Champaign for a while? Do you want to go back home?
Well, now, look, now, I would like to go back home and see my folks, but I don't know why they let me now. So I'm afraid I'd get sick. Well, now, look. You can get sick anywhere you go.
Right.
Because, see, the Lord, He'll take care of you while you're on your way if you trust Him. He'll take care of you along the way back and on back here. See, they're afraid I'd get sick. I don't think you will. If I talk to the Lord now, I won't get sick. Mm-hmm. If I talk to Him, that's right. I make it down, make it back.
Well, Mr. Benton, we thank you for letting us interview you.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
That's all the questions we have for you right now.
All right.
Good.